Welcome in to the newest episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast. Glad to have you here with us for episode 106 of the pod. Today, we are officially less than a week away from the release of Skeleton Crew. Going to be talking about the new release date, of course, in today's episode, as well as everything else in advance of the release of this brand new series on Disney Plus in just a few days' time. Want to once again welcome you in and give you a reminder that if you're not yet subscribed to the Hoth Hangout podcast, check us out there on YouTube for the video version of the podcast. Thank you to the 461 of you who are subscribed there. And if you're also not yet subscribed, subscribe so you can check out our reactions to Skeleton Crew, beginning with next week's two episodes that we get during the premiere week of the show. Our reactions will be available to the episodes shortly after the release of the episodes. And then also additionally, our podcast following up the day or two after that will be available in video format on YouTube as well. You can contact us via email at hothhangout@gmail.com with your Star Wars thoughts, questions, and we'd love to showcase them on the podcast. Additionally, you can find the Hoth Hangout podcast wherever you get your pods, including both Apple and Spotify. And if you're listening on either of those platforms or any platform that allows you to leave a five-star review, leave a five-star review. We'd appreciate it very much, and it does also allow the podcast to be more easily discovered by other people as well. We're on the socials on Instagram, TikTok, and X at Hoth Hangout on each of those platforms, and you can find the link to the Hoth Hangout community Discord server in the show notes of today's episode. Moving into our discussion today surrounding all things Skeleton Crew prior to the release of this show, our question, of course, is, will you be watching Skeleton Crew? It is, of course, now being released, as we know, a part of our news today that we'll cover in a second, a day earlier. Joey, how are you feeling about the anticipation of this brand new show and the fact that we'll be getting it a day sooner than we originally anticipated?
Cautiously optimistic. I think I've landed there before the week before the premiere. I'm happy to get more Star Wars. This is definitely geared towards a younger audience, I feel, you know, that it's more of a Goonies type feel. I think it's going to, we'll talk a little bit more about the aesthetics and all of the the vibes that we should be getting from this show based on some of the director's comments here. But I think it's going to be a fun one. It's not going to be too serious that we've been saying I can do with a little bit of less serious Star Wars. So I'm cautiously optimistic. That's where I'm landing today.
I like that. Cautiously optimistic. I'm feeling a lot more optimistic about this show as well. I just think, I don't know, everything that we've seen from kind of the marketing, which is a lot of what today's podcast episode is going to be focusing on, it just feels fun in a way that I think the marketing for, especially like The Acolyte, felt very like grandeur and massive and like, oh my gosh, our expectations are so high going into The Acolyte. And then like it happens. And of course, you know, the general consensus was like, that didn't really meet the expectations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people thought, you know, much worse than that too. But like, I think the general consensus amongst most people was that it didn't live up to the hype. So it's nice to have this show, like you said, kind of like a Goonies 80s style, like childhood adventure show where it's just feels like it's going to be fun. You know, four of the five lead actors are just kids. Mm-hmm. So it automatically brings that vibe to it of like, I don't know. There's something to that that you really can't hate on a show, I guess. I mean, I guess you could, but it's for kids, you know, what are you going to do? But it'll be a good experience, I think. And one of the, again, pieces of news that we wanted to touch on today revolved around that. Just to, I guess, kind of touch on one of our first two pieces of news today and actually swapped in the order of we have them in here in our docs document notes. But the Skeleton Crew was moved up by its release date by one day. It's ironic because I think in a lot of our like reactions to the trailers, I've been saying December 4th for some reason. And then the actual date release was December 3rd. And now now it's December 2nd in the evening. And at the time of this recording on November 27th, the announcement came on November 26th. And at the time of the release of this podcast, it'll be November 28th. But regardless, we are getting it a day earlier. We're also, Joey, much to you and I's chagrin, we're getting it in the evening time, which is fabulous. We did not want to wake up 2 in the morning to watch this show.
Correct. Yes. It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
It is. Yes. Yes. I believe it's 6 p.m. Pacific, which is 9 p.m. Eastern, which for you and I is 8 p.m. But mm-hmm. I'm kind of sad for our European friends out there, though. You are gonna have to wake up at 2 in the morning to watch this. So a day earlier, I was looking before we started recording. I couldn't find much as to the rationale for this. And in mm-hmm. fact, it feels like a very last minute Audible decision.
Right.
Just like it was done like literally a day or two after they released all the promotional last minute marketing promotional stuff saying like, all right, December 3rd, it's coming. It's less than a right. week. And then the next day they're like, guess what? We changed it to December 2nd. So it just feels a little bit odd to me that they wouldn't, you know, if they're going to make a last minute decision like that, that they wouldn't have made it prior to the release of all, you know, this huge marketing campaign. So, mm-hmm. Again, looked up stuff. There wasn't like an obvious reason why. I mean, closer to the weekend, you can make the case for those in the American audience. It's a worse decision because it competes with like Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, for those of us that are Star Wars fans, we're getting it a day earlier. I don't think anyone's going to be complaining. Yeah. So.
And what's interesting, I think that the subsequent episodes after that are still all going to be on the Tuesdays. So it is literally mm-hmm. the premiere is going to be on the Monday.
Right. Which, again, doesn't seem... I don't know the I wish I understood the rationale, I guess, a little bit better. I mean, clearly mm-hmm. they must have, you know, data and marketing numbers on there being a more... potential positive outcome for releasing these two premiere episodes on a Monday. So, and again, maybe this is this type of show that you have a little bit of flexibility to experiment with that. It doesn't feel as high stakes. I think, you know, it's going to be probably just a fun family style show. You probably do this. You do the experimenting with a type of show like this, as opposed to a type of show like something as massive as an Ahsoka or Mandalorian season or anyways, but
mm-hmm. For the record, the Monday night game is the Cleveland Browns versus Denver Broncos. So
I feel like that helps. Denver actually not again, I feel like at some point in every podcast recently, we've like diverted into sports somehow, but Denver's actually not too bad this year. But Cleveland is
not great. So. Yeah.
Yeah, but Cleveland Denver doesn't strike me as taking as much viewership away from as it would something like I don't know Kansas City versus Baltimore. Nonetheless, it will be going on at the same time as Monday Night Football. Actually, I think they'll finish right around the same time. Like if you watch,
mm-hmm. right?
Like if you start watching right at 8 p.m. Well, 8 p.m. our time.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be 7:15 p.m. our time for the game. Both of them right. would end right around the same time.
Yeah,
so,
that's true, yeah.
If you really wanted to, you could watch Skeleton Crew and Monday Night Football at the same time.
What
How about that?
A Monday night. Get some wings, get some brewskis. It'd be great.
Yes. one other piece of news we had, not related to Skeleton Crew, actually. This is a LEGO Star Wars announcement. The LEGO Star Wars exhibition will open on Star Wars Day, May the 4th, next year in 2025 at the Melbourne Museum. Shout out to all of our Aussies out there, including our lovely Gibbo, who couldn't be with us tonight. But Melbourne Museum, Star Wars Day, the LEGO Star Wars exhibition will officially open. Joey, you taking a trip to Australia for this?
I already asked Gibbo if I could shack up with him for the week. See if I could. That sounds awesome. And anything Lego, I don't know if you've ever been to any Lego conventions, Ben, but it is really impressive what kind of build you can see. You could see even in this picture that we have here, these life-size Qui-Gon and Darth Maul, you know, Lego figure, not even figures, but builds that are just ridiculously huge. So, I mean, these are the types of things that we're going to see. So I'm interested in seeing, you know, at least some pictures. Maybe we send Gibbo out to get some videos or something to even see what it looks like over there in Melbourne.
That would actually be really cool. I mean, if Gibbo ends up going, we could get some footage and like use it in a podcast or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and he could tell. We could just be jealous about it the entire time.
We could just do an entire podcast episode where Gibbo comes on and like recounts his experience with going to the LEGO, exhibition.
All right. Well, we know our May 4th content next year.
Yeah. Yeah, either that or Vision Season 3 or all of the above, hopefully. Or Tales of the Ewoks, right?
Tales of the Ewoks, that's right.
Yeah. Well, those of you living down under, look out for the LEGO Star Wars exhibition coming to an area near you in the Melbourne Museum on Star Wars Day, May 4th, 2025. That's our news for today. We also have a couple viewer comments we want to showcase today. Actually, I believe four in total. Two of these, or I guess three of these comments from our most recent episode, and then one of these comments as well from a clip that we posted on Saturday from the episode, something we're going to start doing more frequently, having a Saturday shorter clip from the episode. Our first comment was from the episode itself, from Jedi Order 17, a relatively new subscriber to the channel. So if you're listening, Jedi Order, shout out to you and welcome. Thanks for being a subscriber and thank you for your comment. Jedi Order said, my top five upcoming projects, my faves. Number one, Ahsoka Season 2. Number two, Dawn of the Jedi. Andor Season 2. Number four, Skeleton Crew. Number five, Mandalorian and Grogu movie. This actually feels pretty close to what my list would be. Yeah.
You'd even put Skeleton Crew above Mandalorian and Grogu? I think that would be my only switch, I think.
I think that's kind of like an immediacy feeling for me. Like, if both of them were the same amount of distance away, I probably would say Mandalorian and Grogu more.
Right.
I think, like, the uniqueness of Skeleton Crew, there's an argument to be made that I am looking forward to that part of it more because it is something brand new.
Mm.
But yeah, I think if they were like the same distance away, I probably would be favoring the Mando and Grogu movie. But other than that, I feel like this would be, maybe I would put Andor Season 2 actually above Dawn of the Jedi for me.
Yeah, I think I would do that too, especially because of the proximity on that one.
Right, I love Andor so much. Oh man, this is not a moment to give a 20-second tangent story, but I'm going to do it. For a class project I'm in for grad school, had to like immerse myself in a community that I would not be immersed in. Took the opportunity to go to a Jewish synagogue and experienced a service. After the service, had lunch with the rabbi. We talked for 45 minutes about Star Wars, Joey.
Nice.
And I kid you not, one of his first questions to me was, what did you think of Andor?
Yes.
And I was like, I got to tell you, like, people feel pretty polarized about this show. They either love it or they hate it. And as soon as he said that I heard me say I loved it, he was like, all right, I knew so, I liked you.
So when are they coming on the podcast?
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's the crazier thing. Sorry. This is turning into a 40-second tangent. He has a podcast.
No way. Let's go.
And his podcast is the intersection of Judaism and sci-fi. How unique of an idea is that, right?
shout out to that one. Did you find that on the internet yet? We got to find that.
Right. No, he didn't give me the name, so and I haven't looked for it yet. But anyways, if anyone out there wants to look for it, anyways, side story. Looking forward to Andor. That's basically the point of that story. But. We also had two comments from Spy on Sports on last week's podcast episode as well. Spy on Sports said, my most anticipated Star Wars project is Rogue II Electric Boogaloo. Oh, man. Yeah, Rogue II coming out shortly. I don't know if we'll be able to get many of the characters back from Rogue One, but hopefully that's
universe.
Not, yeah, hopefully that's not too much of a spoiler for anybody, but... The other comment from Spy on Sports from that same episode was related to Taika Waititi's recent comment on his supposed Star Wars film. What was ever alive? What is death? You know, death is just a new opportunity. More life to grow and flourish. Everything's always in development. My advice for any filmmaker is just say yes to everything because you never know. Things come and go. And you never know what stage things are. And I've been attached to things that have disappeared for 3 years and bubble back up. I'm like, oh, I thought that thing was dead. Now I've got to go do that again. I feel like the gist of this comment is like, even if whatever he was going to produce for Star Wars is not on the forefront of the Disney executives' minds, he's saying, you know, never count him out, and he'd always be willing to make a Star Wars story, which I can appreciate. This is a very
YTT answer. I could feel him. Yeah. I could just see him talking about it and his hair kind of going all wild and just, you know, almost in the same cadence you were, just kind of like not quite stuttering, but kind of stopping and going and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He is someone whose movies I enjoy. I'm like, what would that look like in a Star Wars context?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. And I feel like something like Skeleton Crew, where there is kind of more of like a warm, humorous family vibe to it, I could see him doing well with like a show that is the same style as Skeleton Crew. I don't know how that would work or function in a film with Star Wars, but hey,
I'm picturing like a new bounty hunter trying to make their way through the universe, and you know, a lot of learning they have to, you know, like, you know, how do you navigate through the guilds, and you know, I think it, but in a humorous way. I definitely put humor on YTT's one of his strengths as far as movie filmmaking.
I feel like the sidekick would just have to be really goofy to drive home some of that humor. But anyways, Taika, don't count him out for a Star Wars film. Could happen at some point in the future. You never know. Other comment we had was from Kid Caduceus from the clip that was released from that same episode just a few days after. The clip was related to the news from last week's episode regarding the announcement of Star Wars Visions Volume 3, which is hypothesized to be coming out also on Star Wars Day next year, May the 4th. Kid Caduceus said, I hope they continue the Ninth Jedi. Please, 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 please. Yes, the Ninth Jedi, arguably the best episode of any Star Wars Visions, Volume 1 or 2. I would make the case that it's in my top two episodes. So I hope we get a sequel to that. That would be pretty cool. I agree, I'm excited for the
prospect of having sequels for some of these, like you mentioned last week. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're going to have to watch all of them again, and I have no problems with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing a rewatch.
There are a couple of them maybe I have a problem with, but most of them I think I'm all right with it.
Yeah, it's weird when you have so many production studios on those episodes. Like, some of the episodes feel like big hits, and then others feel like big misses. So, it is what it is. But, yeah, thank you to those of you who left comments on last week's episode and the clip from the weekend as well. Shout out to all those of you who voted in the community polls from last week on YouTube as well as on X. The question of the week last week was, which Star Wars project are you most excited for? This was a pretty tight race. On YouTube, Mandalorian and Grogu had 39% of the vote. New Jedi Order with Rey had 13% of the vote. Dawn of the Jedi had 26% of the vote. And Dave Filoni's movie came in with 22% of the vote in third place. So a relatively even casting of votes there, with Mandalorian and Grogu receiving the greatest percentage, but still not by a ton. However, over on X, Mandalorian and Grogu, not only did it also win the poll there, it won the poll resoundingly on X with 80% of the votes. Dawn of the Jedi and Dave Filoni movie not getting any votes on X. Man, surprising. But because honestly, if I had to like rank by four of these, those would be the top two for me.
Yeah, no doubt.
But again, I'm excited for Mando and Grogu too. Anyways. Shout out to those of you who voted in the polls. Be on the lookout for the YouTube community tab poll and the X poll this week as well. Cast your vote and have your voice heard in the results of next week's polls in episode 107 of the podcast. So check it out. Of course, we are talking Skeleton Crew today. This might be a rarity because in terms of the content we'll be discussing today, the remainder of the episode might end up being roughly the same length as the distance of the episode we've already gone, which is about 20 minutes. More than likely.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. But hey, Gibbo, if you're listening, like this might be our shortest episode ever. We could get this under 45 minutes, Gibbo. You never know. So, we'll see. We'll see. Hold me to it, those of you listening. Of course, there's probably people looking at the timestamp as I say that. They're like, ah, of course he said that. And the episode went 53 minutes. We did an episode a while back. Well, I don't know if it was a while. It was probably, 3 months ago, roughly 3 or 4 months ago. Episode 91 of the podcast was everything we know about Skeleton Crew so far. This was, of course, before we had a considerable amount of information that we have now that we didn't have then. So today's episode will be not only kind of recapping some of our thoughts from Skeleton Crew, which we shared much more in full in episode 91. So if you haven't had a chance to watch or listen to that episode, definitely check that one out as well in conjunction with today's episode. But then also, you know, brush up some of the blind spots that we may have had then with a lot of the marketing campaigns and pushes with the videos they've released in the past week. So and we'll also talk about each of the directors for the episodes, you know, coming up next. Well, next week will be, I believe next week is John Watts for the first one. Oh, and then David Lowry is doing the second one. So two different directors for the premiere episodes. But we'll talk about directors here in a moment. Joey, what did you think of their final marketing push? Kind of the three big, I guess, videos that we're going to focus on for today's podcast. One was kind of like that last 30-second teaser. And then, right. You know, there was that director's cut was like a round table of them sitting around all the directors of the episodes, just chatting for about 11 minutes or so. And then finally, the third one was the, the third one was the one where it was actually the cast and crew of the episode talking about kind of the behind the scenes stuff just for a couple minutes. So which one of those did you enjoy watching the most?
I really like the filmmaker director roundtable that they had. I think it was maybe 10, 15 minutes or 12 minutes, something like that. Mm-hmm. Where I think there were five of them that were talking: John Watts, Christopher Ford, Jake Schreier, Bryce Dallas Howard, and David Lowry. They were the ones that were talking about just kind of the creation of it and how they. I mean, one thing I didn't know that they pretty much all went to school together at NYU. So that's kind of cool to have that like class of directors, filmmakers all together, coming together to have a project at all, but then a Star Wars project. I think that's a pretty cool thing. I'm sure when they were in film school, they were thinking about, oh, it would be so cool if I could, you know, do something with Star Wars, something with Lucasfilms, you know. And then here they are, the five of them, along with some of the other ones as well. So I really enjoyed this one, and just kind of seeing that cohesiveness between them is something that is, I guess, something that you really want to see, especially when you have a show like this. You know, you only wish you had something like this for the sequel trilogy. You know that we're always going to go back to that, right? So just kind of seeing the camaraderie and seeing how friendly they are with each other, I think was really cool. And just, you know, the influences and... That was probably my favorite of the last minute marketing that they had over the past week or so.
Yeah, and of course, amongst everyone at that table, John Watts is the one who's kind of like the showrunner, the creator. I think he's an executive producer on Skeleton Crew as well. Hmm. So it's fun to get to kind of listen to how, you know, some of the inspirations he's taken for the creation of this. You and I were looking up the stuff about like it being an Amblin inspired film, which is more or less just like a callback to the style of movies being produced and made in the 1980s. Probably most of you would be most familiar with John Watts from his recent work on the Spider-Man trilogy, the Tom Holland trilogy. I believe that's probably his most well-known filmography. It definitely would be. He has other films called Clown, Cop Car, and Wolves. I'm going to be honest, I have not seen any of them, but I enjoyed all three of the Spider-Man films. So if that's any indication if that's any indication of, John's ability to create enticing films, I think that's a pretty good indication. Let's just say that. But anyway, so he'll be he's the creator, the showrunner of the show. Also, I know someone who you and I are both big fans of who was on this panel was Bryce Dallas Howard, who has directed multiple episodes of The Mandalorian. I believe Ahsoka as well, I want to say, although don't quote me on that. But, you know, she is a veteran here. She will be directing episode 6 of the show. Another two who actually weren't on the panel in that video, but I'm really interested to see their episode. Because episode four usually feels like an impactful episode because it ties together the first half and the second half of the season. There's usually, it feels like some big cliffhanger in a fourth episode. And the two directors for this episode are Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert. Hope I said that second name correctly. Who are probably most well known for their Oscar winning film, Everything Everywhere All at Once. By the way, like maybe one of the best movies I've ever seen.
That is the craziest, one of the craziest movies, but it was so good.
Yeah, yeah. So they're coming in for episode four. I think that's probably the episode I'm just based off of like name recognition most excited to see. Don't get me wrong. I love John Watts at what he did with Spider-Man, and he's directing episodes 1 and 8, the premiere and the finale episodes. But Lee Isaac Chung is directing episode 7. I mean, there is just a stacked repertoire of directors in this show. Was there anything else in that video with the panel? I know David Lowery is another huge name. Was there anything else in that panel that stuck out to you as like really interesting information?
I think my favorite, probably one of my favorite quotes in there was when Bryce Dallas Howard was talking about just kind of the tone that they set, that particularly John Watts and Christopher Ford kind of set, just being who they are in their films, and how the other filmmakers kind of, you know, followed suit, and you know, where it's not going to be too off the wall from, you know, they'll have their interpretation, sure, but I think to have that overlying tone throughout the entire series really will help it be more, like I said earlier, cohesive, more, makes more sense going through it all, and especially how much they refer it to, you know, how it's all Amblin, and you know, you think of Goonies, you think of E.T., you think of Jurassic Park and Gremlins, and just kind of that era. So that hits for me, obviously, hits for me like right in the feels. That's my home right there. That's what I grew up on. So, and we even said right when we were watching the trailer, I think one of the initial trailers, very Goonie-esque, very, you know, very like kids' adventure. You look for that. And I forget which of the directors were saying this, but they were like, you know, you go on these adventures as a kid, not realizing that the adults there don't really know everything that you think they know, you know? So you come to that realization, and that's one of the that's one of the steps that you have to take as part of the storyline. So I'm, you know, as I talk about a little bit more, I could see how that could be so appealing, especially to like my generation, because we kind of grew up on this, but especially like the newer generation, because if you have children kind of watching this show being one of their first things to watch in Star Wars, I think it's gonna really suck them in.
Yeah, I think the one who made that quote about kind of that feel of childhood, I think that was Jake Shire, the guy who's directing episode 5. I think we've run through who's directing the episodes, but just real briefly, a synopsis of all 8. John Watts, episode 1. David Lowery, episodes 2 and 3. Who, by the way, when I read his name, I was like, How do I know this name? Like, what have I seen of his? I looked up his filmography. I was like, I don't think I've seen any of this. And then I recognized one movie, which I actually just saw like 2 months ago, A Ghost Story, which is not a scary movie, but just like the most like real and like sad movie I've probably ever seen.
Wow.
So based off of my very limited exposure to David Lowery's work, I don't know how that will translate to this show, but I'm really interested to see
it. So that's the sad episode, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe. So he does episodes 2 and 3. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert, who directed Everything Everywhere All at Once, are doing episode 4. Who, by the way, I learned that they're collectively referred to as the Daniels. Or the Daniel brothers, even though they're not actually related.
That's awesome.
Jake Shire is doing episode 5. Bryce Dallas Howard directing episode 6. Lee Isaac Chung, who directed the 3rd episode of the most recent season of The Mandalorian, is directing episode 7 of Skeleton Crew. And then showrunner John Watts is rounding it out with the finale, which, judging by weeks, let's see, December 10th would be episode 3, December 17th, episode 4, If they release an episode on Christmas Eve, that would be episode 5, which would mean they'd release episode 6 on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird getting a show like kind of in the holiday season.
Right.
It's like, and then January 6th for episode 7, January 13th for episode 8. So, man, that when you put it like that, we really only have about, you know,
yeah, it's not that much. It's not that much.
6 weeks of this show or something. So, there was a fun quote from one of the other videos that was released. The one where it talked about, you know, it was the crew of Skeleton Crew and the cast and actors talking about kind of what it meant to be a part of the world of Star Wars. And there was a quote that, you know, Jude Law was part of it. And he said, "I always wanted to be like Han." And he was talking about how Luke and Han were both really influential for him as a kid. He said, "I always wanted to be like Han." And then he kind of laughed it off and said, "I probably wanted to be Vader sometimes as well."
Yeah.
And there was even, you know, right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're talking to the person with a red border around his camera. Yeah. There was even like, you know, interviews with the kids who are like, "Yeah, I remember like my dad showing me the original trilogy when I was younger." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "When you're younger, you're like 12.
you know? Like last month?"
Yeah, yeah. "Oh man, I remember when I was 11 and I watched Star Wars for the first last year, you know."
Yeah, I had those same feels too. Those kids are, yeah, I like the little interview bits with the kids. Mm-hmm. Because it definitely gave me like Stranger Things vibes, just to hear them talk about, you know their work and being able, you know, and obviously, you know, they're very young, and so they don't have a ton of Star Wars, you know behind them. But to actually be a part of it, to be a part of this family, to be a part of this legacy now after this is, you know, they're going to be in it forever now.
Yeah. It will be kind of interesting to see if any of these kids, well, particularly Jude Law, but even some of the kids' characters, if they cross over into future, you know, Star Wars work.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of fun. I don't know. This show doesn't feel like something that will necessarily cross over at some point. But... I know it's Star Wars, so
it's always a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think the other thing I thought maybe just would also be fun to mention is the names of each of these characters. Jude Law's character's name is Jod Nanawood. And then you have other characters. The kids in the show are Wim, Fern, KB, and Neil. So that's kind of our cast of four.
Neil.
It's I know,
such
right?
A normal name,
but it's spelled Star Warsy. It's N E E L.
Oh, okay.
How does, now that I think about it, are there any Neils out there listening to this? How do you spell your name? N E A L.
Yeah, E A L would be.
Yeah.
What I've seen probably, or N E I L. N E I L also.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wendell.
N-E-E-L. Yeah.
Right. Right. Not a double E. Double E is reserved for Star Wars.
Right.
Wendell is Wim's dad. Farah is Fern's mom. SM-33, I believe, is the name of the droid, the main droid, mm-hmm. we're going to be seeing in the show. And we have characters named Vane, Gunter, Brutus, Pax, and Chaelt. So
that's kind of what
that's Star Wars. Jaleel White's character is the one that's named Gunter, by the way. So.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Can't forget about the fact that Jaleel White, Steve Urkel himself, is officially a Star Wars character. Let it be known. Well, when you kind of take a step back and zoom out, I know we're, at the time of this recording, 5 days away from the release of Skeleton Crew. At the time of the release of this episode, 4 days away. What is your biggest hope, Joey, for Skeleton Crew?
Oh. Just to bring the fandom together, I don't know how idealistic or real that will be. I feel like the Acolyte just did so much damage, unfortunately, to the, you know, so, you know, you mentioned even before, or we've mentioned many times how it kind of really split us down the middle. A lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people did like it. It just seemed like we need something that is, it's the holiday season, guys. You know, we just need to, you know, sit down, enjoy, get some popcorn, maybe some hot chocolate, watch a little Skeleton Crew, and just have a good time. That's kind of my hopes here. I'm not expecting these stories to blow me out of the water. I don't know if there's even going to be enough for a season two, but I think what I want from this is just, you know, to be able to sit down and enjoy some fun that happens to be in a Star Wars universe. I think in one of the trailers, Jude Law's character actually says like, "Oh yeah, I'm a Jedi," you know, and
yeah, yeah,
I think that was in this one here where he actually says it. Now, if he means it or if it's just like, you know, he's just trying to be cool in front of the kids, who knows? But, you know, is that the only draw to the Force? You know, I mean, you besides all that, it could just still be a good show. It could just be a fun show to watch. I mean, you got, you know, kids on, you know, on an adventure. You got pirates, you know, they love pirates apparently in that, you know, in that director's room. And, you know, it's supposed to be fun. So I'm hoping that's exactly what we get with this show.
Do you think he is like not a Jedi? Because the way he said that, it made it sound like he wasn't a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think it's like a double agent thing? Like he's pretending not to be a Jedi? Like he's being obvious about the fact that he's lying because he's actually telling the truth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think that seems very on par for something like this, you know. It just doesn't seem like this is the place for Jedis and Sith. It just doesn't feel like it, you know. This just happens to take place in the Star Wars universe where there are, you know, the Force, where there are the Empire, where there are, you know, Jedis. It just doesn't seem like that's going to be the main points of this show.
Yeah.
And that's
okay,
fine.
Final question for you. Does Jude Law's character, Jodna Nawood, survive the end of episode 8 of this show?
I'm going to say yeah. I mean, given the way that this has been marketed, I would be very surprised if he didn't make it out, you know, at the end of this. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm feeling the same way, but it kind of just naturally begs the question, if he is a Jedi, then, like, where was he during the events of the sequel trilogy?
True, yeah.
So,
Big universe. He was one of the voices that Rey heard at the end, but he was like way in the back. You couldn't quite hear him.
Oh yeah, he was like blended with Qui-Gon or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to this show. Before we get to that, we want to pose the question once again to all of you, as we did off the top of this episode of the podcast. Will you be watching Skeleton Crew? And maybe even more than that, what are you most excited for about this show? Again, this feels like a just all you got to do is just swing the bat. You don't have to go for the home run.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a base hit no matter what it feels like. You know, it might not be a home run, but we're definitely getting on base with this show. It doesn't feel like it can miss that badly. I'm pretty hopeful, and I think the general reception will more than likely be better than the reception was for The Acolyte as a whole. But let us know what your thoughts are down in the comments or over on the socials of today's episode. So next week's episode of the podcast, and probably the next, seven episodes,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing mainly just breakdowns and synopses? English sometimes is hard, guys. Synopses of the Skeleton Crew episodes as they come out each week. So the pretty typical kind of schedule, timeline of Hoth Hangout stuff for the next 7-8 weeks or so will be a reaction to the episode, which will either come out depending on the week. Of course, it might be late Monday night this next week, at the latest Tuesday, and then of course once the episodes do start coming out on Tuesday, either late Tuesday or early Wednesday, then the podcast you'll get as normal on Thursday mornings, and then probably still trying to incorporate like that 8 to 10 to 12 minute clip from each episode of the podcast on Saturdays. So be on the lookout. Lots to be excited about. Once again, hope you're going to be along for the ride. And again, if you're not yet subscribed, definitely hit that subscribe button and tune in to all of our reactions to Skeleton Crew next week and for the next 2 months or so. Again, kind of marching closer and closer towards that 500 subscriber mark. So Appreciate all of you, for those of you who are subscribed to the Hoth Hangout podcast over on YouTube. Check us out there. If you have not already, you can contact us via email at hothhangout@gmail.com with your Star Wars thoughts or questions, and we'd love to showcase them on the pod. Additionally, you can find the podcast wherever you get your pods, including both Apple and Spotify. And if you're listening on any platform that allows you to leave a review, leave a 5-star review on the podcast. We'd appreciate it very much, and it also allows other people that love Star Wars more easily discover the podcast as well. We're on the socials at TikTok, Instagram, and X at Hoth Hangout on those platforms. We also have the Hoth Hangout community Discord server, for which you can join by clicking the link down in the show notes below, or join for free. The Hoth Hangout Discord server is, of course, free, I should say. So check it out. Join the Hoth Hangout community Discord server. Joey, any last thoughts on Skeleton Crew? This will be our last chance to chat with one another about it before we actually get to watch it together next week.
Yeah, like I said, hopefully I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic because this should be, like you said, a base hit. This should be very easy win for Star Wars, and I hope people are able to enjoy it. It is. And, you know, we shouldn't go on without saying happy Thanksgiving to everybody. If you are listening on the day of this release, we are releasing this episode on Thanksgiving. So maybe we're on the car ride with you, you know, in the podcast, podcast form. But yeah, thank you all for, I guess that's one thing that we could be thankful for Star Wars. I think that's what we need to say before we end tonight. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a good time. And I just hope the fandom really attaches to it.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm going to be thankful for this show too when it's all said and done. And like you said, yeah, this is a good time to be thankful to be a Star Wars fan. Thankful just in general as well. So I echo that sentiment that you shared. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening. And before we head off, we also want to say a quick thank you to Gibbo for producing the show video and assets. Who is already standing in line at the Melbourne Museum for Joey for the opening in 7 months' time. So
thanks, Gibbo.
Well, we appreciate each and every single one of you for listening. Hey, shout out to the rabbi I spoke with for almost an hour about Star Wars over the weekend. That was a fun conversation. And shout out to George Lucas and Dave Filoni. We'll catch you all next week. For the release. It's so good to have a new Star Wars show to be excited about. Yeah, I'm pumped, man. Well, Joey, you and I will catch one another Monday. We'll see all of you all either late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, hopefully for our reaction to episodes 1 and 2 of Skeleton Crew. Hope you're as excited as we are. Once again, happy Thanksgiving, and we will catch you all in the next reaction or episode. And until then, get excited for Skeleton Crew. May the Force be with you.